Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 119. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration, and today we're talking about finding your purpose in life. So before we start, of course, I have a quote for you by Terry Orlick. The heart of human excellence often begins to beat when you discover a pursuit that absorbs you, frees you, challenges you, or gives you a sense of meaning, joy, or passion. Yeah, deep and thought-provoking, isn't it? So, let's get started. Now, when I was a teenager and throughout my 20s, my goals and aspirations were to be a sports broadcaster. That's all I knew, and I had tunnel vision with this goal, and I went to school for it, and I was fortunate enough to work for NBA TV production way back when. Now, I spent most of my 20s into my 30s working in sports, from TV production to being a basketball referee, working in retail. You name it, I did it. And it wasn't until I was 33 and found my true purpose in life. Writing. And I've been writing since I was 13 years old, and well, I never took it seriously enough to pursue it as a career option. And I published my first book at age 33 and finally realized that this was what I was supposed to be doing all along. And writing became my avenue to write about social issues, world issues going on pretty much every day. And after publishing my first three books, I pretty much knew I had something brewing and I needed to continue talking about various social issues. And to be honest, it wasn't easy to do it, and I began to write my books in series, which was huge for me. Now, I'm in my mid-30s as far as the amount of books that I've published, and I'm on pace to write 60 books, and that's obviously my goal and my contract with God, obviously. And when I, you know, write the blogs and record the podcasts, you know, there's a purpose and reason behind it. And I always say this, it's to share my journey with all of you. So what I'm trying to say is really to find your purpose in what you love and what you're passionate about. Because it takes time. And, you know, my first book was at age 33. So I always tell you guys, you don't have to figure it all out in your 20s. And not even in your 30s. You know, some people find their purpose early on in life, and that's great. But there are some people who find out, you know, what their purpose is later on in life. But what I always tell you guys is to do it at your own pace and do it on your own time. And, you know, everyone has talents and gifts, and that will be another podcast for another time. But what I'm really trying to tell you guys is I didn't figure out what I was supposed to do until my 30s. Like, I had a love-hate relationship with my writing. You know, I was, you know, writing the short poetry when I was younger, and then I write the love stuff and the things I went through in my life, all that stuff. But I never thought that I would, you know, turn my writing into books, and then my books to audiobooks and all that other stuff. So explore what talents and gifts you have. Explore what you love. Think about what would wake you up in the morning and make you jump out of bed. Think about something that you love so much that you would do it for free, or that you would be willing to sacrifice for a few years of your life to get to where you want to be, to where you're able to make money financially and live comfortably and enjoy life and enjoy the fruits of your labor. Because if you love it, you're willing to sacrifice a few years of your life to do it for free. If you look at someone who's an athlete, you know, they want to make it professionally, and they sacrificed the majority of their childhood and their adolescent years until they get into their 20s or mid-20s, and then they finally make it professionally. And then they're able to make the money that they want. So, you know, people look at the athletes and how much money they make, and that's another story for another time. But they sacrificed a lot of their years of, you know, going to school events and all that stuff, all because they're working toward the bigger goal. Look at an actor who wants to, you know, really, you know, do well and be a writer and be a producer and things like that. And they go to acting school and they get their gigs and things like that. And I'm not even necessarily talking about the big name actors in Hollywood. I'm just talking about the ones that are just a little bit underneath them, not that ridiculously famous person, but they work, you know, themselves to the point of getting to where they want to be. Even music artists. And I'm not talking about the big name music artists. I'm talking about the ones that are a little bit below these famous ones. And I know a lot of great music artists like that do so many different genres, and they're not famous. But if you were to go on Spotify, you'll realize, you know, how much of an audience they have. But they don't have the notoriety as the Kendrick Lamars or the J. Cole's or, you know, the Billie Eilish's or the Taylor Swift's or anything like that. But there are music artists that are just as good as them, and just as good as Lana Del Rey and Anderson .Paak and things like that. And I'm talking like they have over 100,000 listeners on their Spotify alone, and then you got to incorporate all the other music, you know, apps that there are available and things of that nature. You know, the records, you know, the vinyls and stuff like that, they are making a comeback. The world shifts and turns, and the vinyls have made a comeback, and a lot of people are taking advantage of that and utilizing that on Bandcamp, and people are going to Bandcamp and buying the apparel and things of that nature. There's this music group called Atmosphere. They're a lower underground hip hop, you know, group. There's Ant and their Slug. Ant's the producer, creates the beats, all that stuff. Slug is the lyricist and the artist. And they've been around over 20 plus years. And you would never think that they're well known, but they are. They're worldwide known. And they've sacrificed a lot of their lives to become very well known. And they're a great group. And Slug tells amazing stories. And I was introduced to them my junior year of college. And I'll never forget, my friend introduced me to them. And this was when CDs were the thing, and Napster was, and LimeWire, and you know, all that stuff. So when I learned of them, I had him burn me a CD, and I listened to that one album that he gave me. It was called Seven Travels. And when I came home that summer, the majority of my money was spent in Circuit City, when Circuit City was popular. Before Best Buy came along and really infiltrated their business. And I was buying all of their CDs. I think I spent about $60 that day, something of that nature. And from there, you know, I started to immerse myself into their music, and just amazing. And you think about that type of love and passion for it. And they released their first album in 1997. So think about that, right? And here we are in 2022 as you're listening to this, and now you fully understand that that's 20 plus years of dedicated music and constant, consistent albums and production and all of that stuff. So, You don't have to necessarily be famous and be well known and be on TV and get all the radio airwaves to make a good living out of what you love and what you want to do. So when you find your passion in life, what I will say is to really utilize your gifts and talents and find innovative ways to impact people and impact the world. We all have a story to tell, and our lives are all based on stories. So that's what I'm really trying to tell you. I tell these stories for a reason, and I share my experiences and what I've learned along the way. It takes time, but we all get to where we want to be. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.